Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Monica Tomeka to tell us about UFractions 8, a startup building efficient and scalable filtration systems for biomanufacturers.
Hello, my name is Monica Tomeka, founder and director of UFractionate. We are part of EIT Food's Accelerator Network alumni, and we are fighting for the future of food because we are enabling harvesting of cell-based manufacturing of food. So at UFractionate, we are focusing on developing novel filtration systems for biomanufacturers. So biomanufacturer is pretty much anybody who is using biological cells in their production. We can talk over here about people using mammalian cells for novel or no-kill meat production. We can talk about people growing microalgae for food or for nutraceuticals. Or we can even talk about beer when people are using yeast for beer production. So all those people are biomanufacturers. All those people use biological cells in their productions, and despite this whole variety of the products which I've mentioned and whole variety of biological cells which can be used for those productions, the processes which they undergo to make those products are almost exactly the same, and all of them require to do the filtration or harvesting of the final product. And this exact harvesting step, this is what we are helping them with. So if you can think of it, we are actually making a filter type of instrument, which is the size of your wardrobe or slightly bigger than that. These instruments will go into the production sites of our customers, and it will help them to harvest the products of their productions. I think it's really important to understand that human population is the huge growth at the moment, and we just don't have enough fertile land to produce enough food to feed everybody on this planet. So we have to think of other ways of producing the food. And one of the possible ways of doing that is through biomanufacturing. Biomanufacturing is using biological cells to make food. We can do that by fermenters or in bioreactors or in photobioreactors. And those machines can be placed in non-fertile lands, such as in the mountains or in the desert. And it's important to mention that this technology is not developed fully yet. We know how to grow those things in reactors, but we don't really know exactly how to harvest them efficiently to bring the cost of productions down. And this is exactly the problem which we are solving. If the technology like ours not going to bring into this market, it's not going to thrive. There is lots of European reports which are actually stating that harvesting technologies or novel harvesting technologies are crucial to enable this bioeconomy revolution. So biomanufacturers are actually using filters, membranes, and centrifuges as a technology used currently. However, there is a big bottleneck in the harvesting process where the technologies used at the moment are just not good enough. There is a big movement in the industry to look for something more efficient and sustainable. And this is why there is a lot of people innovating in this space. So again, we have a technology which is based on microfluidics, but there are other people as well coming with a different kind of solutions which could actually complement what happens in the industry at the moment. If you think about the centrifuges, which is the most common technology which is used at the moment, the energy consumption of the centrifuges is actually very, very high. There is also a huge energy stored in the centrifuges, so any failures of that technology can be catastrophical. The third thing which is not very good about centrifuges is that they actually have huge shear forces which are basically destroying between 10 and 15% of the product with every single batch of production. Switching to our technology actually allow those biomanufacturers to have better yields because we don't destroy their product. Our shear forces are very, very low in the instruments which we are building. We also reduce the energy consumption almost by 3/4. There is a huge amount of energy and money which can be saved on the operational costs. UFractionate were a part of Accelerator organized by EIT Food. We were actually based in Switzerland for that accelerator, and I have to be honest that it was an amazing experience for us as a company. We've got a lot of support and a lot of learning through the program, but we also got a lot of contacts which were very, very useful for us to develop our company further. I'm also very happy to say that we were actually one of the winners of the accelerator as well, and we won 100,000 euro from them. So obviously that helped us in the development hugely too. Well, the huge hope for the future, from my point of view, is that we have enough food to feed the people on this planet. Seriously, I think it's very, very heartbreaking when we see that people just don't have enough food now. And the fact that we have abilities to produce that is actually what gives me hope. So the future is how we can just do it and how quickly we can allow that to happen. I think I would like to send my message to big corporates which are out there, to help technologies coming from small startup like us to actually flourish and actually bring them to the market sooner than later. We are developing here to help them produce faster and better stuff. And if we can collaborate together, I really believe that's the best what we can do for industry. So big call out for big guys out there. Please look at us small people because we have something we can offer.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on New Fractions 8, head over to ufraction8.com.